Grab your bat microphone, it's time to start the show. Like a court of owls, the mystery is starting to grow. Let there be no debate, it's about to begin. Keen like Bruce Wayne, quick like Tim Drake, fierce like Damien. Grab your headphones, listen up, you know you love it. Drop the facade. Like the Dark Knight Detective, they've got some perspective. They're a pure crime-fighting collective. It's the Bat Pod.
Welcome to the Bat Pod. My name is Bill Beer, and joining me, as always, Joey Galvez.
Hey, how's it going, Bill?
Good. It's going real good. So we wanted to get out a little mini-episode because there was a book we really wanted to talk about that we couldn't fit into our first episode, and it doesn't look like it was going to fit into our second episode, but it was a book that we really need to talk about. Something big has happened in Batman's world, and we really need to talk about it. And the book we're going to talk about tonight is Red Hood and the Outlaws, number 26. Your writer is Scott Lobdell. Your artist is Pete Woods. The letters, Troy Petrie. Your variant covers done by Yasmin Putri. Your group editor is Mary Javins, and your editor is Rob Levins. And as always, we apologize for any mispronunciations there. As we jump into this book, if you haven't been reading Red Hood and the Outlaws lately, something big happens in issue number 25.
And I'm one of those people who wasn't really keeping up with the Red Hood books, but so when you told me you wanted to do a little mini episode, I had to go and backtrack and read a few different books, and I actually read number 25, and then I read the annual number 2, which kind of gives you a little bit of an insight of what's going on here, because when I read number 26, I felt like there was a little bit of a gap, so I went and checked out the annual number 2, and it kind of, you know, filled in those little pieces that I was missing. It was actually really good. I liked it. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, and if the big thing that we're talking about here actually happens in 25, for anybody that's not read 25, Red Hood tries to assassinate the Penguin, point blank, tries to kill the Penguin. Batman gets a hold of this information. And, you know, since the New 52, the Red Hood has wore the Bat emblem. He's been part of the Bat family, which is a little different than it has been pre-New 52, pre-Flashpoint. The Red Hood was a killer.
Yeah.
Him and Batman were at odds. They sort of changed it a little bit when Flashpoint came in. You know, they reset continuity. He sort of became part of the Bat family. He wears the Bat on his chest.
Mm-hmm.
Batman rips off the Bat emblem, basically, off his uniform. He's with Batman no more.
Yeah.
As of this issue.
That was pretty interesting.
Yeah. And it's a big change. It feels like a different book totally.
Right, yeah. When I was reading it, that's what I got a feel of. And I've been hearing around the podcast world, or the comic book world, that this one is a really good one. It's one of those ones where if you haven't been really keeping up with the Red Hood books, this is one that where you can actually, you know, jump in. It's kind of like one of those starter books where you can come right in and you feel like you didn't really miss too much. I mean, there is some things that you key things that you need to tune in on. This one is a really good one to jump off on if you guys out there are taking an interest in the Red Hood book.
And I'd really start with the Rebirth number 1.
Uh-huh.
And read this entire series up to 25. Because there are some real exciting things that happen in here, really good characterization. And, you know, the introduction of Artemis and Bizarro was really interesting. It sounds like an odd group, but it's really interesting. But going into this issue number 26, they're missing in action.
Right.
So it's basically the Red Hood. There are no outlaws.
They kind of did that thing where they crossed out the Red Hood and it says "and the," they cross out the "and the" part and the "s" there, so it's makes it look like it says Red Hood Outlaw, which is kind of cool. I like that.
Yeah, that was cool. But yeah, in this book, he's actually investigating something called the Underlife that Roy Harper turned him on to there in the annual.
And the annual one was, that was a big one too. Cause you see that at the end of the annual, that Roy Harper, it kind of sounds like he's going to be heading off to the sanctuary.
And you know what? I've been noticing this a lot through a lot of different books. They say continuity is gone.
Uh-huh.
Hey, we're getting some continuity here, you know?
Yeah.
Things are connecting. Things are happening in one book you see in another book. So I'm pretty excited about that. I mean, it might not be as tightly knit as maybe you want it to be.
Right.
But it's nice to see things like that.
Yeah, I did like that I was able to go from 25 to the annual and then to this one. And the kind of, you know, the storyline kind of connected with, and it was actually pretty good to do that because I'm one of those guys who loves to, you know, go backtrack and read some back issues and figure out where the story began and kind of get the feel of it.
What did you think of this costume change?
I actually kind of liked it. It's a little bit more minimalistic. And it makes him feel like he's a little bit more street level rather than putting on a suit, a uniform. And, you know, when you see Batman and Nightwing and all the Bat family in their suits and everything, it kind of puts him on a little bit of a pedestal there. Here, he kind of, you know, he's just got some cargo pants on and a red, you know, hoodie and some, you know, some wrapping around his arms and fists and things. And he's got a t-shirt on. It's actually kind of cool. I like this look. It's very minimalist and very easy.
He actually has a red hood.
Right, yeah.
In the one part you see, he still has like the Robin, you know, little Robin mask
mm-hmm.
around his eyes.
Yeah.
But then he has some device around his face, like his nose and his mouth.
Yeah.
And then he has the red hood. I mean, I didn't care. I thought the helmet was okay,
yeah.
But... You know, I like this. I like this look.
Yeah, this one's I like it too a whole lot. He even got a new haircut, and you know, I feel like you know, I can actually probably dress like this for Halloween now.
But man, is this issue brutal?
Oh yeah, it's so good. I love it.
Seriously, because he a couple of his weapons in this issue, one's a crowbar, and that looks like he's gonna stick.
Uh huh.
The crowbar's gonna stick, and which is kind of ironic, because he died, basically, with a crowbar.
Getting beat, yep.
And the other thing is an American flag. Have you ever seen that in a book? Have you ever seen the American flag used like that?
No, not at all. Like, he's just beating these guys with it, and it's pretty interesting.
And I hope this character stays around, but there's a new side character that jumps up, and it's an FBI agent.
Uh-huh.
Her name was Melissa Mitchell, and she's kind of interesting. Red Hood is on this bus. He's headed to investigate this underlife wherever he needs to go. They don't really say where he's
mm-hmm.
headed.
Yeah.
But she's laying right in the middle of the road, and she tells them to get away or whatever. Jason Todd goes out there and picks her up and brings her on the bus, and you find out
mm-hmm.
that there's these mobsters that they were trying to arrest or whatever, and they assassinated her partner. He takes some vengeance out on these guys. First a group of bikers.
Yeah.
And then he takes it to the mobster.
Yeah, well, it looks like they all might be, you know, in on this group of this underlife thing or whatever they're trying to seek out because,
yeah,
you know,
it's sort of vague.
Yeah, it's very vague.
Yeah. It's sort of vague, actually. What they actually are. I mean, Roy Harper explained it previously that,
uh-huh.
you know, could be Yakuza, could be, you know, the
all
mob
kinds of different people coming together, yeah. Different crime lords and gangs coming together. But I do like, I do like how he, you know, he's just going out there and he's grabbing any kind of weapon that he can get his hands on to take these guys out. And it has this feel of like, you know, he's not afraid to get out there and just go at it.
No, it was I enjoyed this issue. I mean, this seemed like more of the DC Punisher. That's who I thought he was gonna turn into. We'll see. You know his friends are still missing, so that's an added element. I mean, this character is probably going to evolve and change. Scott Lobdell has done a great job writing this. He really has. I don't know why I haven't been reading it. I got caught up 3 weeks ago on this whole series. I should have been reading it the whole time. It's very enjoyable.
Yeah, this book is actually really good. I liked it a whole lot. In the annual book, you kind of see where his friends are a little bit. They don't really know exactly where they are, but you get a little bit of an insight that they're still around. They're still around.
That final scene where they're in a possible future.
They really hope that it's like another reality.
Alternate reality.
Yeah.
It's
so good. And there's no way to get back home. So, at least for now, they don't know what's going on. It was pretty good. That very last panel in that book was really, really good. I liked it. And then going into this one, it worked very well.
Everybody out there, you should really be checking out this Red Hood and the Outlaws. I know some people, you know, have not been crazy about this issue 26, but mm-hmm. I think it's a strong issue. I think, a new direction, but
and then the artwork is amazing, man. This is so awesome. One of my favorite panels here is the very very last page there when you got him jumping out that window, and you see it's actually really good. I love it. That's one of my favorite pages there. It's really good.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm. I like this. Do you like this suit better?
I do. For what it is, I don't know if that's his real suit. I think he just stuck on a hoodie and
pulled something out of his bag.
Yeah. I don't know if that's his actual costume, but we'll see. But
I like it.
Interesting. Yeah. Interesting ending there with the FBI agent asking mm-hmm. him if he will join her calls, even though that she knows how brutal of a killer he actually is.
Yeah. Yeah. And he's not really hiding his identity either. When they were on the bus there, he just pulled his stuff out of his bag and started putting it on. And she's like, I know who you are, you know. You tried to kill Cobblepot.
Well, when he tried to kill the Penguin, he was on TV. Uh-huh. And he took off his helmet to reveal his face. So,
yeah.
Because the Penguin did some things to his father.
Yeah.
I guess his father took the fall for the Penguin because he was one Penguin's henchman. Mm-hmm. And the Penguin doesn't remember who he is or care who he is.
Right.
He basically dared him to shoot him. And you didn't see, you know, the Penguin's not dead, but you didn't see him actually shoot the Penguin. You just see his little eyeglass broken. So I don't know if we'll see the Penguin again and he'll have an eye patch or what exactly.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting. And you know what? Big things are happening to the Bat family right now. You know, there's another book that had some pretty crazy stuff happen. I don't want to get into it because we may be talking about it on the next show. But the Bat family is getting flipped upside down right now.
That is true. That is true. That's for another day to talk about. But yeah,
I'm beginning to like this. I like the direction that they were going in, but I really like this direction that they are going in. It's getting me excited all over again for Batman books.
Yep.
Yep,
that's true.
That's especially this one after reading this one, because there was a moment in time where I was like, I think I read the Rebirth issue of this title. And I liked it a lot.
That's where he basically promised Batman that he wouldn't kill anymore.
Uh-huh. Yeah. He said, I have, you know, and I think issue 25, when they were having that little fight, with one another there, you know, he said, you know, I kind of gave you an ultimatum, you know, you can't kill anybody. If you can operate here in Gotham, as long as you don't kill anybody. And you broke that one promise. You tried to kill Cobblepot. So.
Yeah. And you know, Batman's rule about killing.
Yeah. You know, I do like this direction. This is a really good issue. Really strong issue. I didn't have a problem with any of the dialogue. I didn't have a problem with the artwork. It was all around pretty strong. Like you said, strong issue. It was pretty good.
Yeah, and I tell you, getting back to dialogue real quick, you know, uh-huh. the bus driver kind of made me chuckle.
Yeah, he did.
Because one of the things that he said was, holy heck balls.
Like one of the first things that he said, when these guys come up and roll up on the bus, when they got the FBI agent inside the bus and they're talking to her a little bit, and she's telling him, you know, you guys kind of sealed your death sentence here. And she says, and he says, what the blue bacon?
Yes. Have you heard that before?
Never. That's so Never. Hilarious. This yeah. guy, this guy was probably one of my favorite characters in this book.
And the Red Hood's first line to this motorcycle gang of thugs, he says, first I'm going to beat the crap out of you and your friends. Then I'm going to shove that flare up your butt.
Right. And there's another moment when the guy's on the ground and he's like, oh man, don't kill me, don't kill me. He said, hey, you have a short memory. I didn't say I was going to kill you, as he's holding that flare in the air. and he get it. And in the next panel there, and the guy's face is kind of lit up with light there, and it looks like he's getting closer with that flare. So I'm sure they just leave that to your imagination that what happened after that.
To the Batmobile. Let's go. Atomic batteries to power.
So we'll go ahead and wrap our little mini episode up. I just wanted to mention that we are a proud member of the Nerdy Legion Podcasting Network. And go to nerdylegion.com and check out all those other podcasts. Some great podcasts are on there. If you'd like to be a part of the show, we are on Twitter, at Podbat, and I am at GothamKnight13.
And I am at MCDZ Podcast.
And we also are on iTunes. If you listen to us on iTunes and you want to give us an iTunes review, we'd really appreciate it. Also, we have a email, and that's batpodpodcast@gmail.com. And we are on Facebook, facebook.com/thebatpod. And you want to give a little shout out of something that we've been working on here?
Yeah, so we've been working on a site for you, a blog site for you guys. So this is kind of a cool little idea that we had. We were going to be doing something, you know, we talk about maybe just a handful of books on here, and we wanted to something else. We wanted some more content for you guys to search for. So Bill and I decided to create a website, and it's going to feature, you know, some books that we may, something like this book here. Like if we didn't have enough time to talk about it on the actual show, we're going to put it over on the website, and you can take a look there. We're going to keep our kind of idea that going here. We're not going to give any ratings, and, you know, we're just going to celebrate our characters and our books on there. And it's just an extra leg of the podcast. So check it out. It is at thebatpod.weebly.com.
Yeah, some good stuff. Good stuff. And you already got a,
yes, I finished up a review on Nightwing number 49. Check that one out. That one is a continuation of In Harm's Way.
Very cool. We'll wrap this episode up. We will be back next week with 3 more reviews, and we're going to have a little character spotlight. We're going to have Stump the co-host. We will see if Joey can earn back his Batman card. Which I'm not so sure about it at this point.
Uh-oh.
You have anything else to add?
No, I think that's about it.
Okay, until next time, same bat time, same bat channel. We will see you later.